So hello all and welcome, it is I, the Realist Philosopher, and in this video I would like to talk about the additive and subtractive, and why commie, pinko, socialist scumbags just don't understand how these concepts work in objective reality. So what, first of all, let's define our terms, right? What is additive, what is subtractive? So generally speaking, adding something to something that's already created. It can be difficult, it can be challenging, and depending on the type of thing we're talking about, depending on what it is we're addressing, you might not be able to add anything, or at the very least, very little. So buildings, cars, sure, you can add stuff to a certain extent, aftermarket parts, and such, you can fiddle with them a bit, improve their performance somewhat or a great deal, depending on if they're designed for a great deal of aftermarket modification. Now, these are machines. These are creations of man. So we can design them to be far more adaptable and be far more able to handle and have add-ons, modifications made an aftermarket sense than people. But what about people? So I didn't finish defining my terms, sorry. So add something on. So you would usually add something on to improve it, to increase its value, to make it more efficient or serviceable for the use with which you are putting it to. Subtract would be to take away, right? Take something away, remove something, decrease something's value, take something off of it that makes it less functional, less able to perform the task. Why would you want to do that? A number of reasons, right? We're not going to get into those right now. But so there's your additive, there's the subtractive. Now, additive and subtractive in terms of people, biological organisms, well, biological organisms, it's much easier to take away than it is to add something, okay? We're not cars, we're not trucks, we can't be welded on, we can't be added to very easily. There are some things you can do in terms of software, but we can't be added onto in terms of hardware, okay? Now, there are some things, and this is argued in certain circles, depending on the benefits that we're talking about, but there are some things you can do during a human being's developmental years which will make them more able, that will change to a certain extent, usually a small extent, but sometimes greater depending on what we're talking about, enhance the hardware, make the hardware more geared toward a specific intended purpose. Okay, so developmentally speaking, during a certain window of years when a human being is first born and then begins to develop, there is a certain time period there where there is maximal capability to influence the development of the hardware in a certain way, but that's limited, and the limits are your genetics, number one. That's pretty much number one, yeah. It would depend largely on your genetics, and you can only maximize to a certain extent. Beyond that, there's no welding, there's no adjustments that can be done. So human beings, in an additive sense, cannot be enhanced all that much. There's some things you can do during their developmental years which make them more suited, say in today's culture, modern world, more suited to intellectual, analytical endeavors. It can enhance intelligence to a certain point, but there's an upper limit based on genetics. Now, what about subtractive? Well, that's easy. That's easy to do. You want to lop off somebody's leg? There you go. Subtract. Subtraction is much easier than addition. And so when you're a lefty, when you're a commie, pinko, socialist scumbag who believes in equality of outcome, in addition to equality of opportunity, you really kind of don't even, the additive to you is the subtractive, right? Because you've been taught to believe that everybody that is successful, it wasn't based on anything other than some kind of, you know, luck of birth. Mommy and daddy had money. Mommy and daddy were white, and he's white, and they had generational wealth. So his mommy and daddy were able to give him a good education and enable him to maximize his hardware for the specific tasks and purposes that are existent in today's culture, society, modern world. And because of that, he's able to thrive and succeed more than this guy here who, unfortunately, this black dude who was born into a poor household. I'm not going to address why so many black people are born into poor households. Of course, you say it's somehow socially constructed. Well, he had no advantages. So we need to do, we need to take some of the wealth from the lucky kid. You mean his mommy and daddy who earned it? How do you explain that? Oh, because their mommy and daddy had wealth. No, they were poor shoemakers. Oh, well, I don't know how to explain that then. Oh, the system enfranchised them somehow. I don't know. There's some external stimuli that can explain it. And so we need to take some of their money and give it to the poor black kid so he can, you know, get ahead, right? And enhance his hardware to a certain extent during his developmental years and thereby enable him to be more able to succeed, right, in this horrible, evil, systemically racist world. So the only problem with this is that this type of mindset completely, totally, 100% ignores biological determinism. It doesn't even address it. It's never brought up. It's not believed. So what you need to understand about your lefty, they believe that everybody is a blank slate, that everybody is an interchangeable widget. Sounds familiar. Sounds kind of like effinism, doesn't it, in terms of men and women? Yes, yeah, the same ideology, just applied to gender instead of race. So lefties believe everybody is just a, you know, blank whiteboard, a blank slate, an interchangeable widget, and that everything that is added on top of that, everything that is an outcome of whatever someone's life situation is, it's the life situation, right? It's a socially constructed outcome. It's in no way, shape, or form influenced by biologically determined evolutionary biology, biological reality. It has nothing to do with it. IQ is not a thing. Genetics are not a thing in terms of influencing reality, although somehow it's a thing when you want to talk about, you know, gay homosexuality, then it influences people, but otherwise it doesn't have anything to do with impulse control or you know, conscientiousness. There's no biological basis for any of those things. How convenient. So lefties are very much idealists. They're magical thinkers. They believe in magic and thought pressure, and they think that thoughts manifest in reality and that everything is a social construction of the mind. That's how they work. And whether or not they'll admit it, even though they'll, you know, acknowledge biological reality determinism, more accurately, here and there, make it a distinction where there's no real difference, actually, in regards to how they view the world.
Well, yeah, well, there's, yeah, I acknowledge that there's biological sex, but there's gender too. And that's separate from sex, even though it's not. And, you know, if somebody believes they're a woman, but only in their head, but then I then go on to say the very next breath that they need to be allowed to get their bits chopped off or, you know, surgically altered so they can be shoved up inside them and, you know, or what's inside needs to be inverted and pushed out and turned into a fake pee-pee to, you know, coincide with their idealized form of self in their mind. That's a contradiction, right? Right there. On one hand, they're saying there's a difference, and then they're saying there's no actual difference when they make statements, give voice to those type of beliefs. So lefties are very, very much of the mind and solipsistic. They are solipsists. They don't believe in objective reality. They are relativists in practically every way, even if they don't realize it.
And so they don't understand how the world works at all. And they wholeheartedly believe that via applying a subtractive methodology, meaning taking away from some, that they can then add to others. But you see, they don't acknowledge the biological foundational reality. And that is that, in truth, a lot of people, maybe even the majority of people, are firing on all cylinders, okay, in terms of what they're capable of, insofar as their genetic limit, what they are capable of. Now, based upon the current circumstances, instead of changing the things that would actually maximize these people's abilities across all spectrums in regards to the things that they could do in today's modern world, which would be real education, stop using the schools to ideologically polarize and indoctrinate kids, and instead using the schools to teach wholly useful, applicable skills that are practical in nature and would benefit them in the ability to earn and accrue wealth, they don't do that. No. The whole problem is the wealth is somehow unequally distributed, even though wealth is not distributed, because that would imply that there is a finite or a set amount and it is just the same amount being shifted around, or that no new wealth is being created, which is, of course, absurd. There's much more wealth existing in the world now than there was in 1700, and there was much more wealth in 1850 than there was in 1650. So this idea of some kind of a zero-sum game is kind of a presupposition that lefties go off of to then justify their subtractive and additive way of looking at things. And it shows a very poorly thought out view of the world. You can't take and subtract and then add in that way with biological organisms and expect success. Oh, we got a kid here. He got one leg. We got this guy got two legs. We're going to chop a leg off this guy. And I'm going to give it to this kid, this poor black kid. And this guy, you know, he's whitey and he's making a good living. And this black kid is making no living, so we'll give the leg to the black kid and we'll put him on, anti-rejection drugs, and now he'll have a leg, and then he can work and earn himself a living. Yeah. See, that's how subtractive additive methodology works when you're dealing with living beings, and it doesn't work. Because number one, what if that white guy's job was in construction? Well, now he's screwed. Now he's lost his job. He's making no money. He's on welfare. The kid, you know, he's got a genetic limit in terms of his IQ. He's got an 85 IQ. If he actually had been, you know, when he was young, given educational forms which focused on maximizing his hardware to a very specific purpose, essentially doing things that would influence the development of his brain in a way to maximize his genetic potential. And then if he had been taught actual skills that could fit within his capabilities, his ability to comprehend, because there's many things he's not going to be able to learn because he doesn't have the necessary IQ to learn them. But if he had been taught skills that fit within his intelligence and what he was capable of, then he would be able to make a very good living. But instead, he was just taught ideology. He was taught by the left that he's a big giant victim, bigotry of low expectations. We don't expect much of you, so we don't put that much into your development, and hence it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And now I believe that I can't accomplish anything. And now I'm an 18, 19, 20-year-old kid, and because I've been taught I can't accomplish anything, that there's no opportunities out there, and evil, horrible whitey is against me, and the whole system is against me, then why bother? And anyway, I'm missing a leg, so what can I do? So they gave him a leg, but he's still got the same mindset, and he still has the lack of skills and human capital that would have come if he had been taught in the right way, the right skills at the right time, but he doesn't have any of that. So now we got two people on welfare, sucking off the tea to the state, and in addition, this poor kid is on Anti-rejection drugs forever, which are, of course, at the taxpayer expense. And now you got one less taxpayer in the form of the white dude they cut the leg off of. And now you've got another welfare recipient, because now he's on welfare, too, because he's missing a leg and he can't work. And we also have lost his productive capability. And they thought they were going to give the job that he lost to the black kid, but the black kid doesn't know how to do any of the work that the white guy did. So the whole subtract from one who has more, add to the person who has less, and then you're going to actually be adding more because it's just excess wealth. That other person doesn't need, they have too much. They don't need that. It actually destroys. It doesn't create. Subtractive additive doesn't work in terms of being applied to biological beings. It's just subtract, subtract. It just compounds the subtraction. That's all it does. Oh, so that's how the subtractive additive concept applies methodologically when we're talking about living beings. You can't just take away from one person and add to another, because unlike a Buick any other kind of performance vehicle, there's not a whole bunch of aftermarket parts you can add. And even if there were, if we're talking about a car, like run-of-the-mill, right out of the factory, very limited capability to upgrade, you can only do so much with a Honda Civic, right? A Honda Civic's a good car, but the frame is set, the engine is set, there's very little variation between these different vehicles. Yeah, there are some different trims, but even if you get the top trim, there's only so much you can do. Yeah, you can get aftermarket exhaust. Maybe you can toss a turbo in there and such. Aftermarket intake, air intake system, to keep the air cooler and everything. But this will just cause the engine to break down, wear down more, because it wasn't made to work with these specific parts. So it's not going to work as well, going to get crappy gas mileage, it's going to last half as long, it's going to have half as long a lifespan. Instead of getting 300,000 miles out of it, you'll get 100, 150. So and even in that situation where we're talking about a real machine, very little you can do. Humans are even less so. So it doesn't work, this subtractive additive. And you really can't add very much to begin with. Somebody is born with a certain genetic limit to their IQ. You can do all the work in the world, and you might reach that limit, but you're not going to go beyond it. Okay? This is not Gattaca. This is not sci-fi. We do not have the kind of genetic engineering that yet, or maybe we do, that would be able to alter the hardware to that extent. And even if we did, the human being is far, 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 far more complex than a car. There's a reason that doctors go to medical school for 4 years and then 4 years of residency, and then they spend years in the area of the body they're going to specialize in. It's like 12 years. So, yeah, and even doctors, they know very little about how the brain actually works. So you don't even know what the kind of consequences would be of that kind of genetic engineering. Take a look at Star Trek and Genghis, and what was his name? Khan? The Rat the Khan? You want to get an idea of how bad that could turn out? Yeah, so I don't think we should be messing with the Pandora's box that is genetic engineering. I think it should be banned. But anyway, so there you go. Additive. No, it doesn't work. We don't have it. We don't have that kind of capability, and if we did, it would probably do more harm than good. And the whole subtractive additive, when applied to human beings, also does not work. And all this is based on the absurd presupposition of the zero-sum game fallacy that essentially teaches people, tells them that wealth is this just one pie, this stagnant pie. It doesn't change. It doesn't get added to. When the truth of the matter is, there's new pies being made constantly. But even if you told a lefty that, they would say, well, everybody, yeah, but who is in control of the pies? It's just this finite little group of individuals. You mean whitey? A lot of whiteys in the world. Oh, yeah, but the whole system is geared to enfranchise them and to disenfranchise blackies. So it's the same principle. No, it's actually not, but okay. So there you go. A little more insight into the additive and the subtractive, and how that works in terms of human beings. Anyhow, if you like my content, please subscribe, give me a thumbs up, leave a comment. Also, if you'd like to show your appreciation, Please leave a donation at my GoFundMe down below. And the reason it's GoFundMe is because I recently had a health scare where I almost died, ended up in the hospital, was in septic shock, coma, had a heart attack. So I'm still in pretty bad shape. That's only been about, has it been not even a month and a half since I got out of the hospital. So if you'd like to make a donation to help me with my recovery, I would greatly appreciate it because I still can't work and won't be able to for several months. And even making this video, my heart's starting to hurt right now. So I'm going to head out. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.